Jerry Kramer, Willie Davis, two Hall of Famers, guys that are putting it out for former players. And that was an interesting quote from a guy named Gary McCord. Gary, have you thrown or driven your cart into the lake lately?
I did that 100 years ago when I was up playing this golf course called Quail Lake. And we were in a tournament, and a guy named Les Peterson and I used to play the tour. We were chasing a roadrunner. And the roadrunner got going real fast down the hill, and he turned at the lake, and we couldn't turn, and our golf cart and our clubs, and then we had to pay for the cart because we ruined the cart. So it wasn't a good day. But, yes, I have driven a cart into a lake.
Hey, you know, why am I not surprised that you, compadre, did something like that?
Well, I wasn't even driving. I was trying to catch the...
You might have been drinking, though.
No, I wasn't even. It was a tournament. I mean, we were actually playing
for
something. And I'm leaning off the cart trying to grab the roadrunner like I thought I could catch the damn roadrunner. Anyway,
brilliant. Just brilliant.
Thank
hey,
you.
Listen, before we get to Protégé Sports, we asked Dick Vermeil yesterday about the role of the underdog, and I wanted your comment on what he had to say. Here he is.
I think in the Super Bowl, I don't think it's as much a factor. You know, it's a one-game series, and there's no such thing as a team not being mentally prepared to play. You know, no one gains an advantage. No one's playing at home. You know, and there'll probably be more Chicago Bear fans because there are more people in Chicago, you know. But it's still a road game for both teams, and I just think more often than not, the team that makes the fewest mistakes, doesn't turn the ball over, you know, or the team that takes it away, forces the turnover, will win the football game.
So what do you think about that? Have there been times when you felt you've played better when you convinced yourself that you were the underdog?
Well, I think, I mean, in golf right now, everybody's the underdog other than Tiger. So that's kind of a moot point now. I mean,
that's
you
true.
Go into a tournament, you're not thinking you're the best player out there. You're an idiot if you think you are. And you're living in some sort of utopia that I would love to live in. But no, everybody's the underdog in golf. So I don't think that has any bearing on golf. I agree with him 100% in football that, you know, everything's even now in South Beach and, you know, let them play.
And, you know, sometimes emotion can really help you in football. And in golf, sometimes that can take away from your play.
Well, yeah. Golf, it's the same old cliche. What we try to do is you think about what you're doing right now. What you did 2 seconds ago doesn't matter. And you surely want to get ahead of yourself and start thinking about your speech in the winner's circle. That's a death knell there. So you just try to stay what you're doing at every shot. You know, the way you're supposed to visualize it, same old stuff. I'm not adding anything anybody doesn't know. And that's kind of how you got to do it. It's simple, but it's hard to do.
Gary, we're launching this company together with Peter Kostas and Kevin Young, who's great baseball players with me right now, called Protégé Sports. And we want to make sure that people know that you go to protégésportsinc.com and you can tap into, you can be linked directly with some of the great coaches and players in the world in your sport and have them actually analyze, let's say, a shot of your 12-year-old son playing golf. What does that mean to you when you think back to how you had to learn the game?
Well, I think it's really cool because we were doing that show this morning and talking to Kevin and yourself. I remember vividly, you know, growing up playing basketball and playing Little League and Pee Wee football, and my dad trying to teach me all this stuff, and I'm arguing with him. Well, no, they don't do that. They don't do this, and we really had no base of knowledge. You're taking whoever managing that team that day has got their input, and you know he could be working at the 7-Eleven. I mean, he doesn't have any expertise at anything you're doing as far as sports. And this offers a unique situation where you can, you know, how do you play soccer? How do you free kick? What do you do? Well, there's no speculation anymore. You can get right on Protégé, and you can contact our teachers on Protégé, and you can get an answer. You can get an answer of, you know, how far your stride is when you're facing a guy that throws a lot of curveballs. I didn't know that. I still don't know that. But, you know, it's you know, the Internet. You can find out all this stuff. And with Protégé now, click of a button, you can find out any sport, anything you want to know, and you can send in, you know, your swing, your stroke in baseball, your stroke on a, you know, a 15-foot jump or whatever, and have it analyzed by some of the best teachers in the world. This day and age where guys are getting rich playing sports and fathers are trying to put their kids into sports and have them do well, this is a can't miss.
I think it's also really important that there's a growing class system, if you will, with parents that are pushing their kids to try to get their athletic scholarships, giving them $5,000 a year in pro coaching, and others that get none of that, get no exposure to that. They get the biology teacher who tries to learn how to coach basketball. Kevin Young is with us now. Kevin played many years with the Pittsburgh Pirates, 13 years in Major League Baseball, and Kevin's a big part of this as well. Kevin, tell me, when you think about what impact this would have had on you and, of course, what it means to your son to have that kind of personalized coaching.
Well, Nick, I think the big thing was is just being able to have access to professionals at a young age like that would have made the world to me. I didn't learn how to actually throw a baseball until literally I was a professional in the minor leagues, actually how to hold it, throw it across the seams. And I just look back and I go, I'm teaching kids this at 6 years old now. For them to get the proper foundation to work with at that age, it just teaches them each year they grow, they already have the foundation that laid down for them, and they can just excel a lot quicker than most. And I think overall, I was thinking about this the other day, that we're going to end up creating a better ball player all across the board in the United States, really, just because guys are going to be able to have access at their fingertips, as Gary was saying, to get the proper foundation done immediately, and it'll help them grow each step of their way.
You know, Gary, I think about having my brother, who was the college tennis captain, and having, at the age of 7 and 8, him hit balls to me and learning the right way. By contrast, I learned how to play golf going to those celebrity tournaments, and my swing is only slightly better than Charles Barkley, so you can imagine how bad that one is. So that's pretty frightening. So tell us some more about who would you have wanted to have if you could connect 30 years ago. Let's just pretend that you're more than 25 years old. Who would you have wanted to connect? Who would you want? Would it have been Bobby Jones? Who would have been your idol that you could have connected with, had your swing analyzed over the internet?
Back then it would have been Hogan, who would never have done that. But Hogan would be the guy. But I would be kind of embarrassed to have Hogan watch my swing. I don't know if I would click on Ben Hogan. I would click on Byron Nelson. He's a very nice guy, very nice man.
And he'd be Hogan a lot but nicer to you.
Yeah, he would tell me things I'd want to hear. Hogan would tell me things that I know, and I know I should get better and probably can't. But it'd be guys of that ilk, yeah.
Hey, Gary, before we let you go, just give us a feeling about Peter Costas and yourself and the McCord Costas Learning Center in golf and what you guys are bringing to the table with Protégé Sports.
Well, we're trying to set down a foundation of that, we can get people to click on and send us their golf swings and ask us questions and so forth and so on and try to continue the education of golf around the United States. And I think Protégé offers a unique situation that you can go take a picture off your telephone, basically, of your golf swing before you tee off, and we can have somebody there analyze it and get a 10-second fix anywhere in the world. That to me is amazing, absolutely amazing. I've seen I have seen the software and the hardware, and it's amazing they can do that nowadays.
You just have to see it to believe it. Go to protegesportsinc.com. Final question. You're at the FBR Open there, and you've been taking some weeks off, and we've been sending some prayers your way with regard to what's going on with your heart. And you've got a big heart, brother. But give us a pick for this week's FBR and who you think is going to win.
Well, it's, long hitters have a great time here.
Of course.
And a lot of guys seem to play good here that live here. So I'm looking. Mark Calcavecchia is playing. He's come in 16th and 4th the last 2 weeks. He's won it 3 times. He's got the burner going right now. And another guy, Jeff Ogilvy. I think Jeff is going to play well here. He's long, he's straight, and he's ready to go. So let's take those two guys and hopefully they'll make a cut now that I've put the kibosh on them.
Well, Gary, appreciate it, buddy. We appreciate all you do on CBS, and stay healthy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. Kevin Young, for those parents that have kids in basketball and baseball and soccer and golf and football, What would you say to them about this opportunity to not have to spend $1 million a year to give their kids truly world-class, customized, personalized coaching? It's you have to go to see it. It's unbelievable.
I think the biggest thing, Nick, is that nowadays I watch my kid as he gets on the computer pretty much every day after he does his homework, and the things that they're able to pull up, the information that's able to be displayed throughout that is just tremendous. And with this, when it comes to sports, obviously getting out and playing is a big thing for all kids to do, but the best thing to do is learn how to play your sport in particular. I mean, you have to actually, like I said, have a good foundation, and hopefully we can get those kids to get out there and be a part of it. Parents, I just tell you right now, getting your kids the right education is always important, and it goes the same for in sports too. So I look forward to it.
Kevin Young, we appreciate your being a big part of the Protégé Sports team, and of course we've got some great soccer pros. We'll talk about that in the next weeks and months. But Kevin, thanks for joining us, and thanks to Gary McCord, and we'll be seeing you in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Nick. It was good being here.
We'll be right back on Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite with Seth Joyner talking about the NFL and the Super Bowl, with Morton Anderson about the kicking side to the Super Bowl. Talk about guys you'd want to have coach your kids. And our friend Rick Goslin for the Dallas Morning News about the latest gossip, the latest facts in Miami at the Super Bowl. Stay with us. We'll be right back.